This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Is that officially? I suck at these. I don't know them very well. Let's check. Ethan Bird is joining us from, he's the sports director at KGWN-TV. Is that correct, Ethan? Is that the Wyoming Cowboys fight song?
Yeah, that was the okay. I thought I was in the wrong place. I thought I was on the field tomorrow.
Well, I had to make sure. I am not good at fight songs. I could hear my favorite team's fight song over and over again. I'm terrible with that stuff. I have a decent ear for music, Ethan. It's just fight songs to me all sound the same.
Well, if you really want to get on the good side with Wyoming fans, you got to play the beer song going into the segment, not the I guess the fight song works, but the beer song gets the folks in Laramie really going.
What is this one called? It's just called the beer song?
Yeah, you know, in heaven there is no beer.
Oh,
that's why we drink it here. Yeah, I've got a horrible scene.
We don't need the song. We just got it right there. That was like Elton John-esque right there, my friend.
Might have had a lot of people muted for a second. So if you dropped the listener number right there, that's on me.
No, it's all good, man. I thought it was beautiful. Ethan, great to have you back on the show, man. We got a busy Football Friday presented by our brand new friends, Big City Roadhouse. So excited about all this. The Cowboys have an interesting game coming up. It's Northern Iowa, and, you know, they kind of have a weird history with FCS teams, Ethan.
Yeah, they do. And I think that's what is kind of scary about this one, because UNI is not a bad football team.
No.
And even Coach Sabel said they schedule better FCS teams, and sometimes that can get you into trouble. You know, Idaho wasn't a horrible team, but that wasn't a great Wyoming team. You mess around with Portland State a little too much a couple of years ago. You invite Montana State in. But UNI, I mean, I would put them – they're not far off, if not almost on par with Akron in terms of the type of football team they are.
So what do you kind of think? I mean, last week you win 10-0 on one end. You go, wow, your defense just absolutely shut down Akron. And, okay, it's Akron, but you can only do so much defensively. They scored 0 points. So pretty big success, I would say, on that side of the ball. Offensively, it was 3-0. It was a pretty boring game for a while until finally we got that score from Chris Durr Jr. Do you see, is that what we're going to expect all year? Really good defense, maybe the offense sputters a lot, or do you think it's going to get better?
I think it's going to get better, and it has to get better. The defense, I mean, was really a shock to all of us, because there's 9 guys whose names are still trying to learn, getting playing time. I mean, you play 20-plus different guys. But they all did their job, and they did their job really well. On the offensive side, I mean, there's some things to be happy about. You know, 400 yards, Caden, not his best game. I mean, admittedly, not his best game. If he was on target a little bit more, you're going to have more touchdowns, more yardage. John Michael Gillenborg would have been a lot more active if he was getting more accurate passes. So I think the offense, it's not really time to sound any alarm bells. They're going to figure it out. You've got guys on the O-line who either don't have a lot of PT or are playing new positions, but they still didn't give up any sacks. So there seems to be happy about Sam Scott, 132 yards, Chris Durr, 190. There's weapons on this offense. They just have to connect.
Talk to me about the running back room. Sam Scott, obviously, that was nice to see, because I think Cowboys fans are still in mourning with the whole Harrison Whaley thing. We all were convinced that he was coming back, but to see Sam Scott put together that game, but he got a lot of carries, 29 carries for him. Do you see more of a spread out approach? Because you can't possibly give this guy close to 30 carries every single game.
No, you can't. I mean, that's not sustainable, right? You're going to end up having Sam Scott hurt, and that's the last thing you want. There, I mean, he's got seven backups, all guys who can play good ball. But, I mean, in that game, he was the guy who he was on time. He had the rhythm. He was running downhill. So sometimes you've got to stick with the hot hand, especially in a close game like that. But I think guys like Sam Harris are going to step up. Teron is going to step up. You'll see more, especially in a game against an FCS team. I would expect there to be more of a rotation. And we can see what those guys really, really can do.
Yeah, well, and again, when you look at that game last week, you kind of had, like you said, ride that hot hand, let them roll. Didn't need to get too cute. It didn't look like Akron had any interest in putting points on the board. So you can really take one guy and just run the heck out of him. On the receiving side of the ball, obviously Chris Sturr Jr., we've talked about him a lot. Amazing game. I think that was like his career game. 8 receptions, 190 yards, and a touchdown. The Cowboys were putting up yards, Ethan. That's the thing that I think gives Wyoming fans some hope. They weren't scoring a lot of points, but they were putting up the yards.
The red zone play calling needs to be better, I think. I mean, the 4th-and-1, 2 Sam Scott 4th-and-1s get stuffed. You can't do that against a team like Akron. So the 4th-and-1 play calls need to be better. The 3rd-down play wasn't great. And in the red zone, I'd like to see J. Mike get a lot more looks in the red zone. I know you're going to Chris Sturr in the red zone there, and it works on the screen. But, I mean, you've got the biggest guy on the field playing, one of the biggest guys on the field playing tight end. That's a matchup nightmare. And, I mean, J. Mike, he's got to be a lot more involved in the red zone.
Yeah, and that's what I would like to see out of Gillenborg, too. I mean, 3 receptions, 19 yards. I would imagine Akron, when they looked at Wyoming's roster, they're circling him and then circling him again, and they're going to try to make him a point of emphasis. But with Chris Sturr putting up that kind of game last week, now suddenly any team going up against Wyoming's going, all right, it's not just this tight end that could be, probably will be an NFL guy. They have some other weapons, too.
Well, and Jackson Holman, this guy, he kind of had a little breakout there. 2 really big games for him. Jalen Sargent should be on the field more. I thought, you know, he wasn't hurt or anything like that. They took him off for disciplinary reasons because he wasn't doing his job. Coach Bo Knight said, if you're not going to do your job, you're not going to play. And that's why Jalen Sargent wasn't on the field. I think that's a good lesson for him. And if he takes that to heart, he's going to be more of a weapon. And then that opens things up for Chris Sturr and J. Mike, right?
Ethan Bird joining us, sports director at KGWN-TV, talking all things Wyoming. Ethan's story, just to reintroduce him, you're a CSU alum covering the Cowboys, man. How does that work, man? How are you treated there by Cowpokes fans?
I mean, you don't have to expose me every year.
just the one time. Had to do it the one time.
They treat me good. You know, it's all love. I think at the basis of the rivalry, you know, there's a lot of hatred in it, but there's also a deep respect between two teams that have played each other for over 100 years. And, you know, I've been very transparent about this. As soon as I was at that Texas Tech double overtime walk-off win was my first game covering the Pokes, and the rivalry died in my heart right there. I was bought in, you know. It's all great guys on the team. They Savelle treats the media so well. The whole organization treats the media so well. It's just good people. I always love my Rams, but there's a lot of love for the Cowboys in my heart too. Because one, my bills are paid because I cover them, and 2, because the experience has been great.
And you're kind of like me in that regard. Like, I like to talk about all these teams kind of in our region. I have fun doing it. I'm asked, like, who am I rooting for? I went to UNC, so UNC's playing CSU this weekend. I'm not really rooting, you know. I hope it's a like kind of a decent game, but I also know that if UNC beats CSU, that could be the beginning of the end for Jay Norvell, and I don't know that I'm signing off on Jay Norvell being, you know, not being the head coach next season for CSU.
Yeah, I mean, the guy on the hot seat is always the guy trying to do his best. In terms of the 2 Jays, I'd rather be Jay Savell right now than Jay Norvell.
Yeah, what is the hot seat gauge look like for Jay Savell at this point? I mean, again, we're only into his second year, but last year was pretty rough. They got better as the season went along, but is there hot seat talk already around Jay Savell?
I mean, there always is going to be after a 3-9 season, right? But he started it off right, winning his first game. And, you know, this FCS game, winning isn't going to be enough. You've got to dominate. You've got to show why you're an FBS team and not an FCS team. You know, I mean, as long as Jay Sawbell, I think as long as he wins the border war this year, no matter what the record is, I think he'll be in a better spot. But if you're, you know, 3-9 again and you lose the boot and the boot, you don't even have a chance to get it for a couple of years, you know, that's when you start to get a little scared. But I think right now Jay's in a pretty decent spot, despite what, you know, angry Pokes fans will say.
What are you hearing on your side of things about the border war? Is there movement at all about making sure we get this thing going full time again?
I think, you know, signing it through, I think it was like 6 years, is a really good first step. It's a pretty big bummer that after this year we're going to go on a 2-year hiatus, the first time that's ever happened. But I mean, it's hard. Taking games off of a full schedule is not a cheap thing to do. And right now it's all about money in college football, so I understand why that wouldn't happen. But it makes sense. It would be kind of stupid not to guarantee it forever. You know, you travel 60 miles and you don't have to spend any money on the game, and it's the most meaningful game you play every year. So it makes way too much sense to keep it as long as you can. And it's one of the best rivalries in all of college football, and it would be a disservice to everybody if you didn't keep that alive.
Well, and I know on the other side, too, Rams fans, like, I know in their minds, they truly believe they're moving on to bigger and better things with the Pac-12, but I think you ask 90% of them are going to come back and say, maybe more than that, we absolutely want to keep that rivalry game. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my whole life has been border war. My whole life. It's my favorite sporting event every single year. And I'm blessed to cover it now. And a lot of people who grew up in the CSU households share that same sentiment. If you went to CSU, if you went to Wyoming, it is the most meaningful game you watch every year. And that's where your memories are. That's where your core memories are when it comes to college football.
All right, my friend. How's this game going down between Northern Iowa? Is it going to be kind of like what we saw against Akron, or do you see the Cowboys, by the time we get to that fourth quarter, Cowboys fans are breathing fairly easy down the stretch?
I mean, obviously, with the history against FCS teams for Wyoming, there's always going to be a little bit of reservation, but I think there will most certainly be improvement for this team, and we're going to see that. The offense is going to be better. The defense, if they play like they did last time, they're going to be great. And I think the good thing is there's a lot of guys on this team from smaller schools, so they're not going to be the guys who are going to overlook a UNI. They know that you've got to play hard. Like Bryn Johnson is the perfect example. The dude was playing in a school I'd never heard of, and he was the best guy on the defense last year. You know, when you've got guys with chips on their shoulders who have respect for these FCS teams, I think you set yourself up to be in a better situation, and they're not going to be overlooked.
Well, hopefully for Wyoming's sake, they can get it done rather easily this weekend. Ethan, my friend, always great to catch up with you, and hopefully we're talking about a 2-0 start with this Cowboys team as they then get set to take on Utah and then at Colorado. So this one's important because of what's ahead of you.
Big stretch. I mean, I'd love to see a win. I only got to see one win last year, and that was the Air Force game. And I'd like to get back into happy post-game press conferences because the sad ones aren't very fun.
All right, my friend. Ethan, appreciate it, man, and we'll catch up with you next Friday.
All right, awesome, man. Thank you.
Ethan Bird, sports director at KGWN-TV. Did you find the song, Mike? Did you find it? You want to play it? I've never heard it before. This is called what? Beers?
University of Wyoming Beer Song.
Okay. Let's see if we're vibing. I like this kind of stuff. What do you think? You in on that?
It's very catchy. It's very catchy.
It's kind
very
of
Wyoming.
Sounds like an Irish kind of song kind of deal. Like a shanty or something. Is that right? Is that what they call it? A shanty?
I know what a shanty town is.
Okay. Go Pokes. When we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all our beer. You're not a big fan of this one, Go Pokes, even though it's your song. I like unique things because I think all of the songs sound the same. All of their fight songs sound the same.
Is that why you interviewed Neek Clifford?
Why?
Is he unique?
You did that yesterday. Do you like? Do you think that that is appropriate to just
still funny?
No, it's is anybody laughing? Susan and Cheryl are dumbfounded back there. They have no idea what's going on.
They're dumbfounded, or are they smart-founded? Because my jokes make everybody smarter.
20 minutes after 12 o'clock, the Northern Colorado Bears heading to Fort Collins, all the way to Fort Collins this weekend. How are we feeling about this matchup? For Rams fans, are you going to, I mean, anything less than a blowout, I think you're going to be upset. It has to be a blowout, right? For UNC, you know, they didn't necessarily whoop up on Shadron State, had a lightning delay, lost their quarterback, so it's kind of understandable. They were making a drive, ended up getting a field goal out of that. So for Bears fans, this win, if they could win, if they could do the unthinkable and pull off this upset, oh my gosh. Ed Lamb will be treated like a king at probably a Big City Roadhouse.
And it would be unbearable in Fort Collins.
Stop. Like, you can't stop. Go Pokes, unique. Get it? Unique. Why are people like fueling this? Bad behavior. This is awful. 21 minutes after the hour. Let's talk about that UNC-CSU game coming up. Still a busy show. We got the quarterback toilet bowl coming up today. Mike Danson brought this idea to the whole show. Let's see if it actually... This is a test run. If it's terrible, you know, we fire him, right?
Flush him down the toilet.
Flush him down the toilet. Coming up, we also have John Weber, Colorado State Rams athletic director. This guy's putting in work. Also, Brian Howell. Do the Buffs have any issue this weekend? We'll be right back.
Presents Football Friday on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head.
Are going to Canvas Stadium, and it's the first home game for Colorado State, and got a lot of new things going on, in-game activities, before-game activities. John Weber's going to join us, athletic director for Colorado State. This guy has been putting in the work. I mean, he's a very creative guy, very business-savvy guy, so I'm excited to catch up with him. I knew him when he was heading up the Green and Gold Guard, which was the NIL Collective. So you kind of had a sense that, yeah, he's about this new age of college sports, and it got himself an athletic director job. What, Mike?
I'm just going to say it now. I'm going to predict the winner. UNC is going to go into Canvas.
What?
And paint UNC.
Paint.
On the stadium.
They're going to, what does that mean? They're going to go in, they're just going to go in and paint. Does that mean they're going to win?
Or on
does
the
that,
canvas.
They're just going to.
Paint the canvas.
He said, Chris, Mike, if CSU drops this game, there could be ramifications. What are we doing? What are we doing? Okay, we got to do this. Our Diamond Valley Collectibles, guys, man, this place is awesome. If you are into sports memorabilia, which if you listen to the show, you probably are, we're giving you chances to win gift certificates. So we're going to crown our first winner of the $20 gift certificate. And then they'll also be in for the grand prize, which is a $100 gift certificate and a signed jersey at the end of the run here. But we got to register somebody else. So this week, you got a 1 in 4 shot to get in the mix. But you got to guess it right. Mike, go ahead. Hit our trivia music. You're just staring at me.
I was thinking about the ramifications pun.
I like this.
Price is Right remix.
All right, do you want to ask the poll trivia question?
Yes.
You're going to ask it?
What's the highest win total that UNC football team has had since they moved to Division 1?
the highest win total that the UNC Bears have had since they moved to Division One, I believe, in 2006. Was that right? Or 2005?
It was before that, because they were Division One when I started here.
Go look that up, Mike. I started at UNC at 2005, and that was the very first year, and I actually interviewed Kay Dalton, and that was the very first year.
Okay, maybe you were right, and I'm wrong.
Call 970-353-1310. Give me the number. How many wins? What's the best win total the Bears have had since joining Division One FCS football? 970-353-1310. Give me that number. You have the number, right, Mike?
I do have the number.
You have it in your head. So 970-353-1310. Get it right. Be the third caller to get that right, and you will be registered for the $20 gift certificate, good for Diamond Valley Collectibles, and you'll also have a chance to be in the big pot for the $100 gift certificate. So 970-353-1310. What is the highest win total the UNC Bears have had since joining Division One FCS football in a season? So 970-353-1310. 30 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. It is a Big City Roadhouse Football Friday, and we're trying a new segment here that Mr. Danson brought to the show, and you know, we wanted to do him a solid and let him, you know, because we got Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up at 2 o'clock today, so we joined forces. I joined forces with Mr. Danson and Tanner Schwint and the dude down the hall who is still trying to figure out what it is he's doing here.
Yeah.
For this
hello.
So this segment is called the
Make-A-Wish.
The Toilet Bowl. Mike, the Toilet Bowl. The Quarterback Toilet Bowl. Mike, why don't you go ahead and explain the rules to the listeners?
Yeah, so in this world of fantasy football where we are just so happy when we see our quarterbacks or any other player do so well, we're going to go the complete opposite way, and we're trying to find the quarterback with the worst QBR each week. So we're going to go around, and we're each going to draft a quarterback. It's like Survivor. Once you use that quarterback, he's out for
Can't
you for the season.
Again. Okay.
And if I take Bo Nix this week, nobody else can use Bo Nix this week.
Okay.
So,
but then you can't take Bo Nix the rest of the year.
But I can't use him the rest of the year.
Okay. I like it.
We'll use ESPN's QBR rating, lowest QBR average at the end of the season. That's our winner.
I like it.
I like this. This
I'm
is
in.
Fun.
I love that Mike said the day and age of fantasy football, and then he had to host us this year because you suck so bad at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So we spun the wheel, and the wheel is
I thought I would get the first pick since
and the wheel
is my show,
is
but
fair.
Apparently not.
And I got the first pick.
That doesn't seem fair.
Mike got the second pick.
All right, so with the first pick.
Or am I going now?
Of the official.
God.
Go Poke says take Aaron. That's what he's saying. Take Aaron.
Aaron. What's an Aaron?
Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Wow. I was like, this is going to be tough. We don't know Aaron Rodgers.
Who does Aaron Rodgers participate with, Dustin?
Football team.
Okay.
Washington, they're not the football team.
Oh, nuts.
Mike, are the rules crystal clear? You got it?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
With the first pick of the official quarterback toilet bowl on the whole show. I love that we could connect toilet bowl and the whole show.
Yeah. You're welcome for that, Brady.
Tanner Schwint is selecting with the first pick.
It's down to two for me. Well, down to three. I wasn't expecting to have that first overall pick. But I think I think I am going to go with.
He's known we were going to do this for a while.
Yeah, I was. I didn't know.
He didn't even know the rules. He didn't read the rules or the text.
Dan?
You got like a. I mean, there's like 5 seconds left on the clock.
There's a shot clock.
You should do a countdown, Michael.
Yes.
Keep going.
I'm going to take Cam Ward against Denver. I was leaning a different way, but I've switched course, and I'm taking Cam Ward against the Broncos here. Rookie quarterback against that defense.
My son finally pooped.
He's going to be in for a long, long day on Sunday. Yes, and you have a terrible producer.
So my son finally pooped.
So Tanner is going with where's the toilet bowl thing, Mike? We talked about this in the pre-show.
That was it.
No, my son finally pooped.
No, actually, do the thing that we told you to do.
No, he's got Tanner is special. He gets a special one.
Cam Ward. Yeah, that's my pick. I'll take the rookie quarterback week one against that Broncos defense.
Cam
my
Ward.
Son finally pooped.
And Micah, that is it on that one. Derbs is next, or is it Danson?
I'm up next.
I lost.
Yeah, Cam Ward was definitely on my list here, but I'm gonna pick a homer pick here. I think the Vikings defense against Caleb Williams is going to be huge. Caleb Williams took 68 sacks last year, I think, something like that. So I'm gonna take Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams, we got it. Thank you, Mike. Wow, was that so difficult? So am I next? No,
you are,
no more on that one. Mine here.
Cam Ward, Caleb Williams.
Give me Joe Flacco.
Ooh.
No. Official?
Yeah. No, I think you were just talking about it, right?
Because they're going up against the Bengals. They're going up against the Bengals. I don't trust that.
I don't. That should be official. quick vote. Derbs, official or not official?
Not official.
Yeah, I think, Brady let me add to his show here, so Brady can do whatever he wants, I guess.
Let's see here. Give me...
Are you stealing ideas from my website?
Derbs, the dude down the hall, Googled lists of NFL quarterbacks.
Give me Russell Wilson.
Oh. My son finally pooped.
Give me Russell Wilson.
That was actually the wrong button.
He might murder you.
He's obsessed with hearing your voice over and over again.
Yes.
It's a very strange thing. You might want to get a restraining order.
Is that his ringtone?
I need to, yeah.
It's very odd.
It's very weird.
Very odd.
Very weird.
So I've got Russell Wilson.
I like that pick, and that's honestly where I was going, because I don't think he's going to be the starting quarterback for long in New York against the Commanders. I like that pick. Derby?
I am going the complete opposite direction of you guys picking what you think is going to be the already like kind of hand-picked given ones. Give me Jared Goff, new offensive coordinator, traveling.
Going up against the Packers.
Yeah, you get a little maybe Micah Parsons shooting up his neck with some steroids, giving some extra juice. Jared Goff.
I don't hate that.
Well, he also keeps, he can use one of the bad ones, really bad ones, later, too.
Yeah.
When it comes to matchups.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen this? Have you heard this? Is there a strategy you guys are employing on this? Or are you just going to go week to week and say, hey, they're going up against a
I'll probably
a
start
bad
looking
defense.
At matchups as we go here. But
yeah, I think, people on my list are like Spencer Rattler. Like, obviously, the Saints are going to be a bad football team this year. That's a guy that I'm probably going to save for one of those weeks that I'm like, oh, man, there's a lot of good matchups. But I don't know that there's a real good way to pick it, because at any point one of these guys could go off and have a game and you get an 82 or something like that quarterback rating and you're just done for.
I feel like it's really bold of you to go Goff this early. I mean,
he'll have a bad one later.
Yeah?
He'll have a lot more opportunities later. Because
yeah.
At some point we're going to have to pick good quarterbacks.
What if one of your guys just goes nuts, though?
Yeah.
So then I'm in the driver's
seat
already.
What if?
He said, Chris says Josh Allen. He's going with Josh Allen for his toilet bowl. They're going up against the Ravens.
That one would scare me. Just Josh Allen is going to at least
run.
Yeah. The thing that's nice, too, about using QBR is it takes into effect like what the game is doing. So QBR, if it's not a close game, then those plays at the end of the game don't matter as much as if you were using like the old quarterback ratings.
We're gonna have to get. We're gonna have to dig in on this too as we progress through this.
Well, thing. And that's what I was just thinking is like, hey, what do we need? Do we need a punishment for whoever takes last on this? Maybe a don't shave your face.
Hang out
type
with Michael for 24 hours. Straight.
Yeah, let's do don't shave your face.
It's a punishment for me.
I'm out.
If we have to hang out with Micah, yes, oh. Me too. Yeah. I think we all quit the game. If that's the punishment.
I hope I win. No, I mean I win the pool. Not
Mike really wants to hang out with you, Micah.
What do we get if we win the whole thing?
Well, I don't know. Are we talking like a all expenses? Oh, how about trip to Big City Roadhouse?
The loser, buys at Big City Roadhouse. How about that?
Roadhouse.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Sure.
Yeah,
I like it. But
I like it.
We got a little. We need a little more flair than that too. We need to publicly humiliate whoever it is.
Hey, we do that, but when we go, the person who is buying, we go to like Goodwill and we do like the off the rack
jersey.
Out of the, we just go and pick a shirt and a sport coat and pants, and they have to wear that to
that,
the
that would be yep. good.
Yeah, I'm good. In on that.
Okay, Derbs?
I'm in.
Okay.
You are just unfazed by everything right now.
That is a great idea. Okay.
That's well done.
Very confident in his ability to pick bad quarterback play.
All right, let's go around again. Tanner, you got? And fire off the toilet bowl here, Mike. Tanner, you took?
Cam Ward. I forgot.
Cam Ward. Mr. Dancing.
I have Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. That's a long flush.
Pause for dramatic effect.
And I'm going with Mr. Unlimited, Russell Wilson, Broncos country. Never again going to ride like that.
Tanner, have you ever had like a three flusher like what we've just done?
Yes.
And Derbs, finally.
Jared Goff might get three of them.
Jared Goff. We got to get more creative with these, too. Like, have a guy in there. Oh, man, shouldn't have went to Chili's.
You should get the Austin Powers. Who does number two work for?
You do your stuff, Mike. All right.
Also, by the way, apologize for that last Tanner clip.
He didn't mean to play
it. I was looking
it.
For this.
Oh, nice. Can you mix that in with toilet flushing somehow? I don't know, Mike.
I could do
You're
that,
a genius, yeah.
That's why he's been spending so much time in the bathroom. He's just getting all the audio to you.
That and also I have another kidney stone.
That's a joke, right?
That is a joke.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The CAT scan said, you're free.
I think Brady was about to fire you if that was the case.
It reminds me of that video where the guy's like saving a lamb from, stuck in a ditch.
Yeah.
And then the lamb, they finally get it out, and then it just goes
jumps right back in.
Ditch.
Yeah, that's Mike at drinking Mountain Dew after his 28th kidney stone.
All right, quarterback.
Estimated 28.
Quarterback toilet bowl. I like this. This is fun.
I won.
Well done.
I can't wait to dress Derbs up from the Goodwill. I'm very excited for that.
You guys should be ashamed if I win this.
Derbs is just like NFL.com. Who is a starting quarterback in the NFL?
It ranked them for me.
All right, 12:46 the time. CSU Athletic Director John Weber coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Also, will the Buffs have any issue with Delaware this weekend? What's in Delaware?
Blue Hen.
Yeah, the Blue Hens. We'll talk to Brian Howell about that with Buff Zone. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Do we get the winner? We selected the winner for the Diamond Valley Collectibles $20 gift certificate.
We have the winner.
What is his name? You don't have to say
his name. I have to get my paper out.
Well, I remember what you said, if you want me to. I was going to give you the honor of saying it, but... It's just...
The honor.
Drum roll?
I don't have a drum roll. Right. Greg from Keensburg, congratulations.
Congratulations, Greg. Susan and Cheryl have your $20 gift certificate ready. They will have it ready for you at the front desk here at KFK Studios. So congratulations, Greg. Did some hard work to get those trivia questions right. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. It is a Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll catch up with Colorado State Athletic Director John Weber. And then Brian Howell's going to join us from Buff Zone. And then, Mike, we got the picks coming up. 3-2 last week. It's a weird week of picks, though, because I've got four games to choose from. Just four. Normally it's the six, but... We got four. Air Force is off this week. and UNC plays at CSU.
Who did you lose this week?
Who did I lose last week? Air Force did cover. I didn't have Air Force covering against Bucknell. What was the other one? Oh, CSU covered. So those were my two.
Okay, I could understand the CSU one.
They were both relatively close as far as getting the cover and Air Force not getting the cover, but you know, it is what it is. 3-2.
You should have known that Air Force would.
I didn't think they'd score.
Belt Bucknell.
I didn't think they would beat somebody by 30 based on what we saw last year. But I learned the error of my ways, and we move on to another week of the picks. This week we've got Delaware at Colorado, Northern Colorado at Colorado State.
Does that count as a double pick?
I thought about doing that, but no. Northern Iowa at Wyoming. And then, of course, the Broncos are in action. We got the Tennessee Titans at the Broncos. The UNC-CSU game doesn't have a line, and the Northern Iowa and Wyoming game doesn't have a line. So some people are going to say, when I go undefeated this week, that it was easy. But, Mike, it's a hard league, bro. Picking against the spread all season, six different teams. I won 40-plus last year. It's a hard road. So we got to take advantage of the cupcake weekend and go ahead and grab four dubs this weekend.
I feel like there are going to be some asterisks on these cupcakes.
There's no you keep trying to mess with my greatness here. You're trying to give me an asterisk for the Thursday night special, which is just awful. I mean, the Cowboys covered. I don't care that lightning was there and people were spitting everywhere.
Technically, you have a couple of Danishes and you have a couple of cupcakes.
No, we're taking the win.
CSU is a Danish.
We're taking the win, and we're happy about it. And when we go 4-0 this weekend, we're going to be happy about that. If I go 4-0, that's a 7-2 start. That is the stuff of legend already. How about that?
I don't know who you're going to say is going to win. I think I know who you're saying is going to win, and I am rooting for you to go 4-0.
You are rooting for me to go 4-0?
Yes, because if you and I are aligned, then I think I'm rooting for you to go 4-0.
Okay. All right. Coming up at 105, we have Director of Athletics, Colorado State Athletic Director, however you want to say it, John Weber. I'm a big fan of this guy. He is doing some amazing things over there at CSU. Let's talk to him about what to expect tomorrow at game day. First home game for the Rams. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.